Political storms in the Middle East. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat spent much of the day trying to form a new government with advisors from his Fatah party. And from President Bush today, this advice for the Palestinian leader: don't bother. The president was at a meeting at Camp David with Jordan's King Abdullah. He spoke afterwards, and here's part of what he said.
There must be security in order for peace to advance. That there must be a collective effort to fight off terror. Mr. Arafat has failed in that effort. And hopefully at some point in time, a leadership of the Palestinian Authority will emerge, which will then commit itself 100% to fighting off terror.
President Bush speaking today on Yasser Arafat. Earlier today, I spoke with Rashid Khalidi. He's director of the Middle East Institute at Columbia University in New York.
You know, it's a strange paradox, but every time the Israeli government or the U.S. government declares Arafat irrelevant, they push his popularity up by 20 or 30 points. They've done more to reinforce his position as the Palestinian leader in an era when he has been universally discredited in Palestinian politics than anything else. But in a situation where the Palestinians see themselves as beleaguered and besieged, these kinds of attacks on their leader, someone who they still faute de mieux, you know, lacking someone better, consider their leader, force people to rally around him, from exiling him from Beirut in 1982 to bombing his headquarters in Tunis to besieging him in his compound and now making these threats to kill him and so forth.
Indeed, they have made those threats this week that they might kill him or they might go in and throw him into exile somewhere. Who knows where that would be. What would happen then?
If the Israelis exile Arafat, he'll continue to have an enormous influence on Palestinian and Arab politics. He'll just do it from outside the West Bank or in Gaza rather than inside. If they kill him, he will still have an impact for a while. The Sharon government is being universally ridiculed for the fact that they have been stepping all over their own feet on this and have basically reinforced the man whom they declared irrelevant by now saying he's so important that he has to be expelled. They are making fools of themselves as far as Israelis are concerned.
Does some of this have to do with the personal quality of Mr. Arafat? I mean, maybe he has some actual skill as a leader.
Well, he has a great deal of skill. They're not just the right skills. The Palestinians need somebody who can build a constitutional democratic order. He's an autocrat. The Palestinians need somebody who can speak straight to the Israelis and the Americans. He has great difficulty doing that. But he has enormous political skills. I mean, if you were to put him in the Cook County machine in Chicago, he would be a mayor for decades. You couldn't get rid of him. He has a wonderful ability to manipulate levers of power. He has an extraordinary understanding of people's weaknesses. And for his many, many, many flaws, it has to be admitted that he is one of the most competent politicians in Arab politics. I mean, how could he be at the top since the early 1950s? I mean, King Abdullah the First, King Farouk the Second, King Idris of Libya, these are the people who were in power in 1951 when he was the head of the Palestinian Student Union in Cairo. He's been there for a half a century, so he obviously has some political skills.
Let me ask you, Israel and the United States, and certainly plenty of others, keep saying, look, this guy, however brilliant he is as a leader, however skilled he is as a politician, he's not the person who's going to lead the Palestinians to an agreement with Israel. There's got to be new leadership there. Where is that leadership?
This is a leadership that should long since have been put out to pasture, not just Arafat, that whole generation. Secondly, it's not for the Israelis and the Americans to say these things. I mean, if Palestinians or Israelis were to say nasty things about President Bush, Americans would probably be offended. It's for Americans to decide who their leader should be, and as it is for Palestinians. And sooner or later, Palestinian politics will deliver a new leadership. Where is it? It's there. I mean, the generation that's going to take over is in place. That's where there's a whole generation of leadership that will very soon, one hopes, take over from these people who've led the Palestinians from defeat to defeat over several decades in very difficult circumstances. But I don't think they've been very good leaders in most cases, and however good they have been as politicians, it's time for a change. Unfortunately, Israel and the United States are delaying that time.
Rashid Khalidi, director of the Middle East Institute at Columbia University, thank you for speaking with us, Professor.
Pleasure, Alex.